As we said, the Ring of Kerry charity cycle is getting underway tomorrow, and we're talking now to one of the 6,000 expected to enjoy tomorrow, to the aches, the pains, the groans, and all the joy that comes when you have completed the Ring of Kerry and the satisfaction from that. We are joined in studio by Aidan Daly, who's a retired GP from North Kerry, but would very well known for his work here in Tralee, and indeed lives in Tralee. Aidan, you're taking part in the cycle tomorrow. You're doing it in aid of Breakthrough Cancer Research. That's one of the charities to benefit from tomorrow's event. But first of all, a little bit about your own story. Many years ago, you were actually told you'd never be getting on a bike again. But here you are tomorrow. You'll be taking part, and no doubt you've been training hard over the last number of months.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Tressa, for allowing me the time to actually speak to you today. Yes, I had a major injury, having fallen off a bike in 1991. I had a major injury to my right elbow, which required 5-hour surgery and 2 weeks in a hospital, and I had to give up cycling, even though I loved it as a young fella and so forth and so on. But then last year I developed problems with my knee, and again I was told to have non-weight bearing exercise as the modem of exercising, so I was told get a bike and go back cycling again. So I now go well protected with helmets and elbow gear and elbow pads and knee pads and God knows what. I'm like a bionic cyclist, you know, at the moment. Yeah. So if I've been doing that now for the past 9 months, and I then saw the Ring of Kerry cycle, charity cycle, that they were beginning again this year. And I said, yeah, this is a good forum to test oneself and to see the beautiful Ring of Kerry. And I decided, when I saw then that one of the charities that we're fundraising for was Breakthrough Cancer Research, which I'll refer to in a moment, I said, that's it for me. I'm going, and I'm going to do it, you know. So I put my name down, and it's, you know, the Ring of Kerry cycle is well known all over the country, as you know. It's highly organised and well done, and everybody who's participated in it so far has had nothing but praise for it. So I'm looking forward to enjoying it.
So tell us about Breakthrough Cancer Research. Who are they, and why did you choose them as the charity to benefit for your taking part in the Ring of Kerry charity cycle?
Yeah, well, Breakthrough Cancer Research, I was founded by Professor Gerry O'Sullivan, who was a surgeon in the Mercy University Hospital in Cork. I first met Gerry when I was a medical student in Bantry in 1969-1970. Gerry was then a junior hospital doctor, and he was then a great teacher and had a wonderful pair of hands, and we became great friends. And I had huge respect for him forever afterwards, and we worked closely together, referring patients and speaking about various things over a period of time. But because Gerry was involved, I decided that, that Breakthrough Cancer Research was the charity that I would like to actually sponsor and fundraise for. That's how all that began and started. Now, Breakthrough Cancer Research is in operation since 1999. They are basically, very much involved in cancer research, and the type of a flavour of the sort of work that they do is they use a thing called electroporation, which is where they put electrical impulses or pulses through cancer tumours, which increases the actual cell membrane permeability. This allows, cancer drugs and chemotherapy and immunotherapy to actually get better access to the cell to actually destroy the cancer. And this is particularly useful, for example, in, surgically inaccessible tumours and in chemo-resistant tumours, etc. This has revolutionised some of the treatment for cancer. The other area where they do a lot of research in is in the microbiome. As we know, the microbiome is now a new entity involving one's gut and all the trillions of bacteria in your microbiome, and they're fed with probiotics, which we actually get, for example, when you see a carton of yogurt, you see lactobacillus and the various probiotics that you get on it. However, tumours have a specific microbiome of their own. And if you can identify the particular bacterium that's dominant in that particular microbiome, you can use that bacteria or bacterium to actually invade the tumour, to to identify where it is, to identify whether there's a secondary spread or metastasis from the original tumour. And you can also modify the actual bacterium to alter the behaviour of the actual tumour itself. So this is some of the sort of research that goes goes on in Breakthrough Cancer Research.
So this investment, all this investment by Breakthrough Cancer Research, one of the charities to benefit from tomorrow's Reencourage charity cycle. So this investment by Breakthrough Cancer Research, it's helping people live longer. It's finding new ways, revolutionary ways of combating cancer.
Well, I qualified exactly 50 years ago, Trasa, and then, for example, the cancer research was at a primitive stage comparison to now. For example, the 5-year survival rate for things like lymphomas and leukemias at the time was really very low, and the chemotherapy that they used at the time was very toxic. But in the meantime, we don't, with reference to, say, leukemias and lymphomas, etc., 5-year survival rates really are not the buzzword anymore. We're talking about cure rates, which is totally different to where it was at that particular point in time. The advances that have been made, for example, in breast cancer, 30 years ago, the 5-year survival rate for breast cancer was less than 50%. Now it's between 80 and 90% and getting better all the time. So the advances that have been made in survival rates, in terms of early diagnosis and treatment, in terms of patient well-being, who are dealing with cancer, have all evolved and developed. And all of that is due to the research that goes on in the background. That's why it's so important.
Well, look, thank you so much for taking the time to call in to us this morning, retired GP Aidan Daly, who's taking part in tomorrow's Reencourage charity cycle. He's doing it for Breakthrough Cancer Research, whose groundbreaking world-class research in this country is helping improve outcomes for those for those who've gotten a cancer diagnosis. And as you heard, in 50 years, as Aidan said there, which in the great scheme of things isn't a long time, the survival rates for people who have been diagnosed with cancer have improved dramatically, and with continued research, in continued investigation, that can only serve to improve, and organisations, charities like Breakthrough Cancer Research make it possible. Aidan, thank you so much. Enjoy tomorrow, and thank you for coming in. And just to reference the other charities that will benefit from tomorrow's Reencourage charity cycle, all those cyclists who will be taking the 180 kilometres ride through the Ring of Kerry, or at Coorum Dementia Centre in Listowel, Banner Rescue, of course, as we mentioned there, Breakthrough Cancer Research, Coon of Ivra in South Kerry, Down Syndrome Kerry, and the Irish Community Air Ambulance. They are the charities that will benefit from tomorrow's event. Get out and support if you can. The time now on Radio Kerry is coming up to 26 minutes to 11 o'clock.